everyone. This is Kitty. It's been a long time, and I'm glad to announce that the Fantasy Star Podcast is back. Today we're going to be talking about some news in the PSO world. Or should I say in the world of PSO 2. Basically, I started playing PSO 2, and I'm loving it. I'll share my experiences with you guys about that, and we'll talk about some news that's on about PSO 2. What the hell are you doing? Sorry, I'm trying to get these things to close. So, let's welcome Cobra.
Howdy.
Hey, Cobra.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing alright. How about yourself?
Pretty good. So, lately, we've been playing some PSO 2 together.
Yep.
And loving it. Like I said, loving it. Loving it. But yeah, sorry it took us so long to do another podcast. We've had things, you know, such stuff in life, you know, comes up and you don't have time. So that's more or less what happened. Don't plan on leaving you guys stranded. Again, I'm sorry if any of you guys were that way. But I do plan on keeping this going. And also, you guys can check out my my site. It's fantasystar.co, and it's a community site, so more or less we can go there. You can read news about PSO 2, any news, you know, there. And also you guys can join the community by hit join the community and signing up on the forums. You guys can make new friends, meet up with friends, stuff like that. Okay, so let's move on to the PSO 2 news. So we got the friend invite system coming, and basically what you do is you have to give out your ship number, what number of ship you're on. Also, the I guess it would be your player ID, so that's what you give out. And basically, for every 10 levels that you hit, or your friend hits, I mean, you know, if your friend hits level 10, you get badges as well as them. So that's pretty neat. And you guys can exchange those badges for neat things like new weapons such as Blade Ball, and that costs 5 badges, and the Fury Viper, that costs 5 badges, and Solid Straight, which is 5 badges, and Clean Brush, which is funny, it looks like it's a little scrub brush, that's 4 badges. So also you can get like a straw hat, that's 4 badges, another straw hat. The first one has like a floral design around the top, around the top rim. That one has like a design there, and the other one has, the other straw hat has like a little one on top. Also, those are 4 badges apiece. And the hairdo, like Chun-Li, that one is 3 badges. And the funny ribbon, which is like a PSO2, you know, like, not PSO2, but PSU, you have like the little ribbon that goes on the top of their head. That one's only 3 badges, so. And there's more, I'll keep going. You can get a white headband for 3 badges, and you can get a red headband for 3 badges, and the goggles is 3 badges, and dizzy glasses, 2 badges, heart glasses, 2 badges, star glasses, 2 badges, and you get a 50% experience boost for 2 badges, and a 50% Masetta boost, I guess that's what that would be, for 2 badges, and a 50% rare drop boost for 1 badge. And also you have the new registration campaign going on from September 12th through October 3rd, and you'll get a little Rabby mini doll for your room, and that the item distribution for that will come out in late October, and the place I'm getting the news from is bump.org, so you guys can check that out. Also, I'll be posting some news on my site also, so that's that.
Yeah, kind of messed up again.
What'd you do?
What did we keep doing whenever we were trying to figure out how to...
Oh my gosh, you deleted my friend card.
Yeah.
I knew it. It's okay, I'll give it to you again. Okay, so I have another announcement. The boss has been announced. It is. Can anybody guess it? Because he's been in a lot of the Phantasy Star games, if not all, maybe. We know that the Phantasy Star Online games, he's been in all. So, of course, he's been in all games. So, guess who it is?
I wonder.
Dark Falls. Okay, so yeah, he does look totally different. I do hope there is another form to of him, so yeah, he does look definitely different.
From what I understood, he did have multiple forms in every game.
Right.
And if I understand it right, there has been one or two games where he had more than just two forms. Maybe more, I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on it.
I'm looking at some nerds here. Also, we've got classes such as Fighter, Gunner, and Techer. So I think you have to be level 30 in your main class. Like, for instance, I'd have to be level 30. Hunter probably would become the Fighter. So I'm a Uniroll, and my character's name is Hello Kitty. I remade her. She's so cute. The only thing that I wish I would have done different with her is I wish I would have made her ears, the Newman ears, I wish I would have made them either really small or just, you know, really small so you can't see them. Because she has four ears. I bet to see or hear you with. Yeah, that's basically how that's going. I'll go ahead and share this with you guys. Like I said, we have the Fighter, Gunner, Techer classes, and in order to get those, you have to consult the client order guide and unlock the classes that way. Also, you get the new weapon categories, Knuckle, Twin Dagger, Double Saber, Twin Machine Gun, and Wand.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to being able to use the Double Sabers I bought for some odd reason. I bought some Double Sabers and I'm not 100% sure why I bought them thinking I'd actually use them.
Yeah, there's also some new Photon Arts and techniques. You get the Photon Arts is for Double Sabers and Twin Daggers, Machine Guns, and Knuckles, and a new win in Dark Attacks. So, right. Techniques, sorry about that. Let me repeat that. New wind and dark techniques. Sorry about that, guys. And there are new emergency quests. There's the gigantic Mechana Awakening. That is level 1. And it looks like there's another one level 20 in the Volcano Cavern. We get to that level 10 to 20. And of course, I'm going to try to pronounce some of these and I'll let Dragon help me do it. Because we don't want episode 1 all over again.
Of course we do.
Okay, the Breckle. They look like they're the twin... What are those called?
Are you talking about the ones that looks like the wire lancers or something like that?
Wire lancers. I love that those weapons. Those are so cool. Pick up monsters and throw them. I would have to say that's my favorite weapon.
Yeah, it does look, it is a fun weapon.
Yeah.
I catch myself using that a lot, as well as the sword. You've also got Jade Rakion, I think that's how it's pronounced. I'm probably messing that up. Do you want me to get the next one too?
Sure.
Mazer Agate.
And then of course you got the Twin Blade, the Double Saber Legacy, the Double Rapier, and a Cane, and Twin Vulcan. So your daily orders and client orders, they'll change each day. And of course I talked about the friend invite system. So yeah, that was the big update that they had. There's a 12. And see, tonight there's maintenance, or is it tomorrow night?
That would be tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah. See, I'm new to PSO2, so Still learning, as you guys can hear earlier, I think Dragon deleted my card. We did that so much the first day we got on.
Yeah, I'm still doing it. You think I would eventually learn? No.
Yeah, so basically, my character, like I said, her name's Hello Kitty, and I'm on ship 2. And the block I usually play on is 2, usually. So that's, if you guys ever want to meet up and play, I'm looking forward to making new memories, because unfortunately I heard about the closing of the PSU servers. So, time to move on and make new memories.
Yep. And we do hope to meet up with some of the people that we met on PSU.
Very true. So, if you guys want to party up and play, then you guys know where to find us. Of course, they don't know your name, Cobra.
Yeah, I go by Darkstone Dragon on there now. I don't know if I might try to re-bring back Cobra. I don't know, but yeah. As of right now, it's Darkstone Dragon, so that's the character I'll be working on.
Yeah, my name's, of course, Hello Kitty, and I don't know if there's any other Hello Kitties or not, so don't put me on that one because I don't know. But yeah, you can tell my character because she's got 4 ears. She's really cute.
And also our characters are written out in English letters, so it'd be easy to tell.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm loving PSO2. I think that, you know, there's so many things there is to like about it. When you kill monsters, you can actually see the kind of weapon that, you know, they drop a weapon, you can see it. Also, you can tell kind of like armor, like the little armor things or armor units, whatever you want to call them. I don't really know what they're called. You can see what those are, more or less.
Yeah, you see a purple icon, which indicates that it's an armor unit. You have 3 slots for armor unit. You have arm, leg, and back.
Yeah, it looks like you have like little feathers when you equip them. mine.
Well, there's different types. Like ones that I can equip. Basically, for the ones I have now on my leg, it kind of looks like I have like little boxes attached to my leg.
That's pretty fun. But yeah, that's. I also like the cut-in system where, you know, you have like a ship come down and you have like a bunch of monsters, and I like that. Also like the rock bears. I forgot what they're called.
The what?
Rock bears, you know, like instead of Gildebear, you like...
I believe that's what they actually call them, is rock bears.
Well, I like those. Those are pretty cool. We beat our first one the other day. I'm level 8, so kind of, you know, still new. I'm enjoying the game so much, more than I thought I would. It does have some cool system, like the day and night system. I was hoping for that. And
it is definitely a fun game. And I also like the fact that weather changes on you.
Yeah, like you can go from one area in the rain, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
Or you can just sit, if you just stand still long enough, you'll eventually see it raining.
Yep. Also, I just found out the other day while we were partying, I saw like this little exclamation point when you go into the room, you know, if you accept a mission, you go into a room, you know, where you jump down, you know, when the cutscene, you know, like the video they had whenever they introduced PSO2, where he jumps down the glass and shatters and all that stuff. Before you go down there, look to your left and you'll see an exclamation point. There you can invite some NPCs to join you. And I didn't know about that till the other day when I saw the exclamation point, and, you know, curiosity killed the cat. I more or less wanted to see what that was, and I invited 2 NPCs, and it was cool.
You hit the button.
I hit the button. I'm always hitting weird buttons. And what I mean by that is just, I'm always curious about, you know, like, what does this do? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Sometimes that could be a good thing. Sometimes it could be a...
I've deleted his card by doing that. Oh, what's this? What's here?
I done the same thing. I deleted your card.
I've bought items in the stores by accidentally hitting the wrong button. So hitting buttons can be a good thing and bad thing whenever it comes to stuff like that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that I have noticed about PSO2, also, which is what you mentioned about weapons that the monsters drop, you can tell what kind of weapon it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to fill up your item slots with stuff that you'll never use, you don't have to pick it up.
Yeah, and you can also put stuff in your storage box on the fly. If you have something that's, you yep. know, in your inventory and you don't want it, you just put it in your storage box and stuff like that. I like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's nothing like filling up your character, seeing a cool sword that dropped from a monster. You walk up to it, you try to pick it up, you can't pick it up, so you go to your item list and send it to your, send some of the stuff that you're not using right now, like, let's say you picked up in my case, a wand. As a warrior, you're not going to, well, warrior? Yeah. As a hunter, you're not going to be using a wand.
Right.
Warrior, rare, the head deck.
What game you been playing? Okay. But yeah,
I need to stay away from the coffee, I guess.
But yeah, there's so much to like about this game. And I think Sega of Japan for, you know, for making such a wonderful game, and also Sakai for producing the game, and, you know, this is a great game and you guys did a great job on it. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, yeah, it, to me, the only thing is the fact that I don't know Japanese, so I keep messing up a lot.
Yeah, you just have to kind of learn a little bit, you know. Basically, you have to learn the menu and study it, more or less. That's what I've had to do. Okay, that's what this button does, you know, it pulls up different things, and, you know, I've learned by mistakes, you know, basically, like, by deleting his card, what button not to hit, getting rid of items, yeah, I've learned by mistakes.
Yeah,
sold stuff accidentally.
I'm still learning.
Yeah, so we're learning as we go. We've been playing for about a week and a half, about that, so.
And bump.org does have a very informative guide on, and, well, guide as well as translations for different things. So I'm going to be posting a link on your forum.
Okay. Yes, thank you so much for bump.org. That's where we're reading some of the information from, you know, for PSO2. It has been announced for the North America and Europe, but it's coming out sometime in 2013. It's also coming out on the Vita, which is the PlayStation Vita, of course. It's a handheld. But yeah, we're looking forward to the release, the U.S. release. But I do plan on staying on the JP side as well. You know, I'm going to try to figure out how to juggle between the two, but I'll figure it out because I'm... You know, when you spend a lot of time on a character, you don't want to just throw it away, you know. And that's not what I plan on doing, you know. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll probably find a way of spending equal time on both.
Right. So, if you guys don't see us on one, you'll see us on the other. Hopefully. Okay, so see, there's weapon categories, classes. I'm looking at the pictures of the tech classes. Whoa, that's some kind of hammer? Okay, anyway. but yeah, there are some really nice looking weapons in this game. They did a great job on that. There's ones like I've never seen before. Like that mace would look like spikes on it. Wow, okay. It's called, how would you pronounce that?
That's one that was also on the PSUJP, Tansicon?
Yeah. Also, I like the Gunblade. That was on PSO, Zero.
Yep.
So, our Phantasy Star Zero. Also, PSO Zero. Yeah, but it's pretty cool. I have one that has, like, 10% fire. Cool. Also like the mags. I think the mags is pretty cool. It can change colors. I think I don't really know how, like, I think if you change the color of your clothes, it changes the color of your mag. I think.
I'm not sure.
Don't quote me on that, because I haven't changed my clothes since I got my mag. I just got my mag the other day, so. Oh, cool. They brought the windmill back. The weapon in this Shado or Sado. But yeah, sorry I'm not like being very informative right now. It's like I'm trying to find information for you guys. You guys know that I'm not a very scripted person, as you guys have heard in the last podcast. Also, the previous podcast, I went to my podcast page, which is fantasystar.podomatic.com, and I'm missing episode 1 through 19. But I'm sure you can still hear them on iTunes, so you guys can check that out. I'm not sure what happened. It may have been a long time lapse between when I did the podcast that, you know, I ran out of space. So I had to upgrade to the paid version of the podcast, so to be able to add more podcasts and stuff like that. So the podcast isn't free. My websites are not free. And I don't ask for help with stuff like that. I just basically do it because this is my hobby. This is, you know, my passion, you know, Phantasy Star. So that's basically how I share my passion, is by, you know, doing podcasts and showing my love for it and, you know, posting stuff on the site.
Yeah, whenever you're doing podcasts and stuff, they limit you if you're on a free deal. So that's probably what happened. The time lapse and everything.
That's what I'm thinking happened.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, like, if anybody thinks that I just abandoned them or anything like that, I'm sorry. But the podcast is back, and I don't plan on going anywhere. But yeah, I'm hoping that you guys will enjoy the site as well as the podcast again. And again, I have a domain name for it, so you guys don't have to go looking for the Ning. It's still a Ning, but I actually have a domain name for it. It's fantasystar.co. Again, that's fantasystar.co, which is, it stands for community. So yeah, that's basically what I made. That's the domain name. There you go to the main page. That would be where you'd read all the news. And the second page where it says join the community, that would be the forum where you guys can go and talk about things like your finds. There's a place for videos and pictures and accomplishments and stuff like that. Also news. Talk about stuff there.
One of the things that you mentioned earlier was being able to see the weapons. One of the things that they did with the being able to see the weapons is you get to see the actual shape of a weapon.
Yep.
For example, if you find a certain type of sword, it might look different than the last sword that got dropped.
Yep, like the spear. You have like a, what looks like to be a spear or a lancer. I'm not really sure. But yeah, that's pretty neat. You got those. But my favorite one is have to be those, the two little blades of you. I forgot what they're called again.
Wired Lancers.
Yes, Wired Lancers. Those. That there. Okay. So, also, let me talk about the... I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, they're having the new sign-up campaign going on right now, like I said earlier. I think I said this. We've done a podcast earlier, but the audio was messed up. Like, I had the music, the background music too loud. So, you couldn't hear what we were saying. So, that was like, it was almost an hour.
An hour of not being able to hear half of it.
So, yeah, you can definitely tell that I'm getting back in the groove of making these podcasts again, because I had the volume way too loud. Okay, so basically the campaign period for the new registration campaign is September 12th through October 3rd. You get the little Rappy mini doll, and your item distribution, which you'll actually receive the item, is probably late October. So that's that information. Also, they're having that mag event right now, and it ends October 10th, and that's where you gotta get your mag to level 30. And if you already have a mag that's level 30, I'm pretty sure that you qualify for the...
Yes, they've done said that if your mag is already level 30, you automatically qualify. So, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. What else? I'll try to find it. Make sure. Let's see. But yeah, share your stories of, you know, your experience on PSO2 and stuff like that. I'm interested to know how you guys like it, and how your experience has been, because so far mine's been pretty good. Not really had much trouble other than deleting friend cards. Not meaning to, but...
And figuring out how to invite people to a party.
Yeah.
But we found a workaround on that.
Yeah, I also like the new emotes. They had some really good emotes that came out. The dancing ones are pretty funny. There's one where you do like this little whoop, you know, where you do like the like a call where you, I don't know how to word that. You do like this little circle motion with your arm, and you like do like this little, it's weird, but it's cute.
Well, I just got a room decoration.
Nice.
From the Fun Scratch.
What'd you get?
I got the gothic lamp.
Nice. Goodness. You act like he don't want that, though. I think he's wanting another room ticket. We haven't found a room ticket. I'm hoping that I find one with the Fun Scratch thingy. I hope I get a 3-day pass at least. Let's see here. What else? Oh, yeah. Here's the campaign prize that you get. You get a 50% rare drop boost. So, and like I said, it's going on till October 10th. And the item distribution will be late October. It's a 50% boost, by the way. Sorry about that.
Nice. The second item I got was Phantasy Star Zero number 2 music disc.
Nice. You know, one thing I do wish they had in the lobby, I wish they had like the jukeboxes. Remember that, like in PSO? Yeah, like the jukeboxes.
Yeah. That'd be fun to...
Yeah. Do you guys remember whenever you guys get to a little argument about the music? You wouldn't really get into an argument, but you'd change the song, and somebody else would run over there and change it. And then you'd change it back, and then somebody else would run over there and change it. And you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I used to be kind of a jerk at times about that, because I've actually done that on the Blue Burst lobby. Someone went and changed music. I ran over there and changed the music. They ran over there and changed the music again. Then I ran back over there and changed the music again. Needless to say, they had a few choice words for me. Most of it was censored. I wonder why.
Well, usually I just said, okay, whatever, and go to another lobby. So, and just listen to music there or whatever.
Well, I was kind of intentionally being a jerk about it. I wasn't doing it to be really mean about it. I was just kind of messing around with them.
Okay, let's see here. I'm looking at some of the new stuff, like the client orders and stuff like that. Oh, these are cute outfits. It's called Perori. I think that's how you pronounce it. In late September, the next... Okay. Basically, you can get a... What the... kind of outfit. Okay. Shrine Maiden. The male and the female version. And it's the Shrine Maiden Inspire costumes. And you also get a medical center nurse outfit, which is cute. It's black and red. What I'm looking at. I see there's a recyclable shop list. You got those there. The wrappy suits. Oh my gosh, I've seen people run around in little wrappy suits. They're so cute. I think the wrappy suits in PSO2 are a lot cuter than the ones in PSU. I know, I do miss the ones from PSU, but the ones in PSO2 is cute. They're like little bitty.
Yeah, they basically look like the wrappies from, I think it's Phantasy Star Zero.
Yeah, they're really, really cute. Like the big heads and...
I think they're supposed to be baby wrappies.
Well, they're cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
Now, like I said, I haven't had a room ticket yet. I hope to get one from their fun thing or something. But I've seen videos where people had, like, the room ticket. And all I have to say is it's amazing. Amazing looking. Because you get, like, a little terrace where you can go out and put, like, I've seen people with bathtubs out there, you know, get a bath. I like the little animations that you can do in the bathtub. I've seen that. That's pretty cool. You can get in there with your clothes on and cross your legs and do all sorts of neat things. So, I think that's pretty cool. Let's see what else. You can have a jukebox in your room. I also like the fact that they brought back the gothic pink color bed and stuff like that. I love that because that was my favorite room ticket. They have changed the gothic black when it's now, instead of red and purple, it's, I don't know if it's just called the gothic set, I think, but it's purple and black instead of red and black.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool looking. But...
Oh, it's actually called the gothic stand that I got.
You got a gothic stand?
Yeah.
I bet you're hoping you get a room ticket.
I'm not too... Well, I guess it looks okay, but...
Well, I don't know of any other room tickets that other than those two. The gothic black and the pink... I don't know what it's called. But...
Well, I don't think you actually get any room tickets as far as what type of room. I'll go and scan through this list real quick. Yeah, you can get the gothic thing.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I think you would probably hope for the room ticket and then the ability to access your room.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, hopefully, you know, there'll be a way for the people that live outside of Japan to be able to buy, you know, stuff for PSO2. That's my wish, so I can get a room.
Yeah, the other day I got a Masetta plus 10% gain. And it lasts for 30 minutes. After you use it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the boost items, as far as experience and Masetta boost, they only last for 30 minutes after you use them. But hey, if you're in an area that drops a lot of money, then that being worth using.
Right, and there's also the experience boost.
Yep. 50% bonus 30 minutes after use.
So there's some good stuff in this game. It's fun. I haven't really got burned out yet, so that's a good thing. They keep it, you know, pretty fresh and hopping to me. Some people I've heard have, you know, got burned out on it, but that's with any game. I mean, there's going to be times when people get burned out about 30 minutes after an update, which I don't understand. I mean, you know, things happen like that, I guess.
Well, if you grind your brain on a game enough, you will get burned out on it.
Yeah. But I'm trying to remember the level cap. I think it's either level 40 or 50. I can't remember.
I believe it's 40. I'm not 100% sure.
I think they're going to raise it, though.
They probably will. I mean,
sooner or later, they'll raise it.
But also, you don't have to. Hold on a second. But also, you don't actually level your character. You level your class.
Exactly.
So, let's say you cap out your hunter.
Go to attacker.
We'll say it's level 40. You go to ranger. You cap that out. Then you go to force. You cap that out. Then you go to your advanced class. Fighter.
They're calling them subclasses. I don't know if you get part, like, I don't know exactly how that works. Well, I guess we'll find out. Basically, if it works like how I think it might work, maybe you get the ability of a ranger. If you're a ranger in your force, maybe you'll be a ranger that casts techs. I don't know. I'll try to figure out what the subclass is. I don't know. Maybe I'll hit level 30 or 40 in my class and be able to change. I don't know. Hopefully.
From what I understand, you can change a lot like that. You just hit like level 30 and you go up and change your class. There is a counter that you can just change your class on the fly. Not 100% sure, but I think that you pay Beseta to change your class.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also add skill points with Arc's Cash, I think.
Nice.
You can open up a skill tree with Arc's Cash.
Very nice. There is a Phantasy Star Series 25th Anniversary Sound Collection. Basically, you get Phantasy Star Online opening theme, A Whole New World, which is the one I think I played at the very beginning of this, if you guys listen. Number two is Let the Winds Blow. It's the theme from Phantasy Star Online 3. Save This World is it's the orchestra short version. Phantasy Star Zero, and then Save This World. There's the Save This World remix version. And then Save This World V-Mix. And then Living Universe and Ignite Infinity, which is the music that was playing earlier as well. And then number 10 is the Whole New World short version, Phantasy Star Online 2 opening theme. So, yeah, that's seems like it'd be worth getting. Also, the game was playable at PAX. I didn't get to go to PAX, but it was playable. So, if you guys got to go, if you guys want to share your story, be sure to post on the forums and let everybody know. I'll read it on here, or you can join on the podcast and tell us your experience of playing Phantasy Star Online 2 at PAX.
Yeah, anyway, I wish we could go to PAX.
I know. I want to go to either E3 or PAX or something.
Tokyo Game Show.
Oh, yeah. Tokyo Game Show. That's happening. I think it's happening right now, or it has happened. I'm kind of confused here. I think it's about to happen. I'll look fast for you guys. Okay. Let's see, 9/20, which would be September 20th. They're going to talk about, so the guy's going to talk about the PS, the PlayStation Vita version. And then that's going to happen at 11 to 11:45. JST, and then 9/21, which would be September 21st, Sakai, and I can't pronounce their names, I'm sorry, but they're going to be talking about the smartphone version, and then 9/22, Sakai, I want to say Kimura, I can't pronounce it, I'm sorry if I messed it up, hun. Let's see, 9/23, Sakai will be talking about, let's see, if you play these versions, you'll receive Phantasy Star Series 25th Anniversary Sound Collection, and it contains the theme songs of every Phantasy Star game since PSO, sorry about that. Okay, so yeah, that's what that says. But yeah, thanks so much for Bump.org, that's where I get some of the news from, and, thank them very much, and also I thank you, the listeners and the fans of the podcast, and also to SOJ, you know, Sega of Japan, because without them we wouldn't have this game, and to Sakai and the producers and directors and all them, thank you guys so much.
Yep, really can't ask for a better game,
right?
In my opinion, I mean,
it's the only game I play. So we hope that you did enjoy the podcast, and we hope you guys have a great evening.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Phantasy Star Podcast. Please don't forget to tell your friends about the podcast, and please subscribe to the podcast. Also, be sure to check out my fan site, fantasystar.co. Again, fantasystar.co. Have a great night.